A Douglas County man has been sentenced to life without parole for murder. Bobby Lee Banks is accused in the killing of Kelly Ann Workman in 1989. He entered an offered plea to second-degree murder, and the state dropped the charge of kidnapping and forcible rape. In November, the prosecutor dropped charges against Wiley Belt. Earlier this year, Leonard Banks pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. He's serving 15 years in prison. Kellyanne Workman was abducted in Douglas County, where she was mowing cemetery grounds, and her body was found later in Christian County. An eyewitness allegedly came forward, providing them with the evidence they needed to present the case to a grand jury. A Baxter County man has been charged with rape. 55-year-old Matthew Randolph Ballston is charged with Class Y rape for sexual contact with a minor. Investigators allege the offense occurred in October of 2025. Ballston was arrested earlier this month. Authorities say he also faces a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest. Bond was set at $100,000 on the rape charge and $515 for resisting arrest. Four people were injured in an accident Tuesday morning in Fordland. The Highway Patrol reports that a 45-year-old woman from West Plains suffered serious injuries. A 43-year-old man from West Plains suffered moderate injuries. A 47-year-old woman from Avis suffered minor injuries. And a 68-year-old woman from Fordland suffered serious injuries when the woman from Ava failed to yield to the vehicle driven by the woman from Fordland. Both the West Plains residents were in the vehicle driven by the woman from Fordland. The accident happened on Highway 60 at Route Z in Fordland. A man from Licking was arrested after a pursuit on Friday. 60-year-old Roger Burgess was spotted with inoperable headlights on Highway B. A deputy began a pursuit to stop Burgess, but he continued on Highway B at a high rate of speed, at times in the middle of the roadway and completely in the left lane, creating a hazard to oncoming traffic. The chase reached speeds of up to 94 miles per hour. Burgess later failed to make a turn onto Ashley Creek Road and crashed. Burgess fled on foot before obeying the deputy's commands to stop. Drugs were allegedly found within throwing distance of the vehicle. A search of the vehicle uncovered a bag containing a syringe and bulk small empty bags. The drugs found field tested positive for meth. Burgess is charged with first-degree trafficking drugs, aggravated fleeing a stop of detention, driving while revoked or suspended, and resisting or interfering with a felony arrest. His bond was set at $7,500 cash only. A man from St. Louis was arrested in Douglas County on Tuesday. The Highway Patrol reports that 63-year-old Michael Taylor was arrested on charge of aggravated fleeing a stop, felony possession of a weapon, and operating a vehicle without a valid license, and speeding. He was taken to Douglas County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. The Howell County Sheriff's Department is seeking the public's help in locating a stolen pickup. The pickup was stolen in Pottersville. It's a 2004 white GMC 2500. The pickup that was stolen on County Road 7190, February 13th, has a license plate of 4MFT52. Anyone with information is asked to call the Howell County Sheriff's Office at 417-256-2544. Isla Smith, the Oregon County Collector, is pleased to remind residents that the Senior Tax Credit Program approved by voters in April of 2025 is now in effect. The Senior Tax Credit was established to provide property tax relief to qualifying senior citizens within Oregon County. Under the law, residents who are 62 years of age or older own or live in their home and are responsible for paying real property taxes may qualify for a property tax credit that limits future tax increases on that home. This relief is intended to help seniors on fixed incomes remain in their homes despite rising property tax assessments. Eligible seniors must complete and submit an application each year in order to receive the tax credit. Annual renewal is required to verify continued eligibility. The standard application deadline is March the 1st. However, this year's deadline has been extended to April 30th to allow additional time for seniors to apply. Applications are available at the Oregon County Collector's Office and at Thayer City Hall. Residents with questions about eligibility requirements or the application process are encouraged to contact the county offices for assistance. We encourage all eligible seniors to take advantage of this valuable tax relief program.